I learned how to make this soup from my grandmother, although I should admit straight away that the version I make now is not exactly hers. She would not have used these vegetables. She would have used whatever was in the kitchen. She would not have measured anything. She would not have written it down. What I have done, over the years, is take the shape of her soup and put my own ingredients into it. I think this is what most home cooking is. Not exact recipes passed from person to person, but a shape that travels, and that each person fills in their own way. Here is the shape, in case it is useful to you. You will need 1 onion, 2 cloves of garlic, some carrots, some potatoes, or any vegetables you have, a cup of lentils, beans, or any small grain, about a litre of water, salt and pepper, a little oil. The exact amounts do not really matter. The recipe is patient. Cut the onion and the garlic into small pieces. Cut the other vegetables into pieces about the size of your thumbnail. Put a pot on the stove and add the oil. Once the oil is warm, not smoking, just warm, add the onion and the garlic. Cook them slowly on a low heat for about 5 minutes. This is not a quick step. The onion should become soft and slightly sweet. If you rush this, the soup will taste rushed. Add the other vegetables. Stir them around in the oil for a minute so they pick up the flavour of the onion. Add the lentils or beans, then the water. Add a teaspoon of salt and a little pepper. Bring the soup to the boil, then turn the heat down so it is just bubbling gently. Cover the pot, but leave the lid a little open so some steam can escape. Let it cook for about 35 minutes. While it is cooking, you can do something else, or you can sit with it. My grandmother used to sit with hers. She said you could feel when soup was nearly ready without looking at a clock. I'm not sure I have learned that yet, but I am still trying. When it is ready, taste it. Some days it needs more salt. Some days it needs a little more water because it has cooked down too much. Some days you might want to add a squeeze of lemon or some chopped fresh herbs or something hot. This is not a recipe that minds being changed. Serve it hot, with bread or rice, or on its own. It is even better the next day. I think this is partly because soup, like many simple things, gets better when it has had time to settle.